Well, it's 5:27 a.m. South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, cold Saturday morning. Well, it's time for my beloved Fadilatul Senior Ustad, respected Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, I must you, Jazakumullahu Khair, for making dua for me. Allah Ta'ala always protect you, Ustad, keep you always happy, and also use you for the khidmat of Deen, my beloved Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad is currently at the moment in Ladysmith. So let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, and of course, our beloved Ustad. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Zulhijjah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus today on chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, verses 17, 18, and 19. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala granted Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam and accepted his supplication and petition after the rebuilding, refurbishing of Masjid al-Aqsa there in Palestine, today occupied Palestine, where he recited and begged Allah, chapter 38, verse 35, Rabbi habli mulka la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di innaka antal wahhab. O Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not grant anybody such a magnificent and spectacular kingdom after me. Innaka antal wahhab. Verily, you are the best of givers. So he had control over so much of Almighty Allah's creation. So yeah, Almighty Allah gives us a sample, example of it. Chapter 27, verse 17. وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ. And it was assembled, congregated for Sulaiman alayhi salam. David was a Nabi, prophet and messenger, and a king. Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, Solomon, was a prophet, messenger, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people, and a king as well. And Almighty Allah had gathered for him junuduhu, that his armies, and droves, min al jinn, so many jinn, and the invisible creation, well, ins and human beings, they all were put together there. Watayr, and the birds, for whom use are own, and they all were restrained. Restrained meaning that they could not run away from there, and they were all in their separate groups. So the human beings one side, the jinn one side, the birds one side, and Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam looking at a spectacular scene in front of him. Hatta, so much so, idha atau ala wadi namli. Now remember this chapter 27 is called Surah An-Naml, that is the end. So idha atau, when his entourage, they came on the valley, on the colony of the ants, and called namlatui ya ayyuhan namlu dukhulu masakinakum. So one ant spoke. It was like the spokesperson nowadays, as they say. So this was the spokesman of the ants, like. So it said, addressing all the other ants. So this one ant said, ya ayyuhan namlu dukhulu masakinakum. All you ants, that you must now enter into your dwellings. Enter into your places where you normally stay, underground and so forth. You know why? لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. Imagine that he knows the languages of the ants. He knows the languages of the birds. He knows the languages of the insects. He knows so many things Allah, Jalla wa Ala, had blessed him with. And he said, "Hada min fadli Rabbi." This is only, solely, exclusively the grace of my Almighty Allah, my sustainer, nourisher, provider. So enter into your dwellings and you run away quickly for safety, security. You know why? لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. It must not happen that King Solomon, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, and his entourage and army, they trample upon you. And وهم لا يشعرون. They won't even know about it and perceive it. You are in your thousands coming, and you then so tiny little creation. So this is all, my Allah took that tiny little creation. Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, the bees. And yes, Surah An-Naml, the ants. So all, my Allah, his virtue elevates the rank of whatever he wants to. He is fa'alul lima yurid. He does as he pleases. So Sulaiman alayhi salam is listening to this conversation between the one ant and all the other ants. And he understands it. So in Arabic, look at the glory, beauty, style, and diction, and rhetoric of the Quran. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكَ فَتَبَسَّمَ and he. You see the fa, fa'i taqib. Subsequently, thereafter, then, تَبَسَّمَ he smiled. He, Sulaiman alayhi salam. ضَاحِكَ he laughed. You first smile, and then you laugh. So don't smile and not laugh like how we laugh, like, you know, make a big record, you know. So he just smiled and laughed, so it means, but within limits, obviously. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّنْ قَوْلِهَا. Hence he smiled and then laughed because of the speech and the words that the ant used. وَقَالْ and now the thanksgiving, gratitude. وَقَالْ رَبِّ أَوْزِئْنِي O Allah, you conferred upon me. You granted me, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Nabi Sulaiman, Solomon, peace be upon him. أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ Your bounties, favors that are ever recurring, showering upon me. وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ And upon my beloved parents, Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, and my honorable mother. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا And I continue doing good deeds and righteous actions. تَرْضَاهُ That you will be pleased with those deeds and actions. وَأَدْخِلْنِي And enter me and include me, O Allah. بِرَحْمَتِكَ Through your mercy. فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ Amongst the pious and devout servants of your صالحين. Those are the pious. So take two lessons from here. Chapter 7, and that is verse 151. Daily read that, and abundantly. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ O Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Whereas you, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. And second, remember that Almighty Allah teaches us. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is teaching us. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. In this world also, we are asked to be included in the pious, amongst the pious servants. And post-death and after-death, what did he, Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, teach us? Tawaffani Muslima, chapter 12, verse 101. O Allah, let me pass away and die with Iman and Islam. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ And unite me with the pious and devout servants, O beloved Allah. Ameen. Let us take you locally, nationally, internationally with the news, views and interviews. First one, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. At least Morocco had some common sense. Common sense is not so common nowadays. Morocco cancels a summit between Israel and the Arab countries, and there was an Israeli-Arab summit because of the terrorism of the Israelis and their murdering attitude and their pogroms and their ethnic cleansing against the Palestinians. Ben Gvir, the Minister of Security, Ibn Himar, the Palestinians call him the donkey and the son of a donkey, and he is a donkey. So you must remember when Gray told the Israelis, you go and establish more illegal outposts and so forth, and then run to the hills. Go read in the Haaretz. So these are the people who say they're very civilized. These are the people who say they are the chosen people of God. They are the cursed people of Allah. And Allah has cursed them. They are the children of Hitler. Yesterday I sent out to all the groups Kaufman. You know Kaufman? In the British House, their parliament, he said, he met Ben Gurion, he met Golda Meir and all that. He said he's a Jew, he's a Zionist. But what the Israeli regime is doing, so remember, is very similar to what Hitler did to them. You see, therefore we call them Hitler's children and so forth. Go read the Haaretz. There was a murder that took place, and the Israelis, the Jews, and this cursed nation and people, remember settlers, haramis, they pinned it on the Palestinians, but the evidence and document says it was the Jews who committed this murder. Go read your editorial in the Haaretz, you jutlas, you haramis, you cursed nation, that there's a standing order for pogrom against the Palestinian. Pogrom means ethnic cleansing. When one nation wants to remove the other nation based on race and so forth, so pogrom's getting on. And that's exactly what you see, what the Zionist, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime of Israel, supported by America and the West and Europe and so forth, all of you and the Arab Tanpot dictators, Ghaddars, traitors, murtads, and remember, whole lot should hang your heads in shame. Today, King Salman, as he likes to be called, so he invited 60 Hajis to be part of the Duyufu Khadim al-Haramain Sharifain. Only 60, I'm surprised at that. So they invite normally about 1,000 people or more, and from different countries, 90-100 countries. From there, they selected 60 Hujjaj and pilgrims from Pakistan. Abu Dhabi and Emirates, hang your heads in shame. MBS, murtad. MBZ, also murtad. And whoever agrees with them and believes like them, also murtad. Out of the fold of Islam. So they say the Abrahamic house in Abu Dhabi is busy consolidating understanding between Muslims, Christians, and Jews. So you must remember, these are not Muslims. These are just Muslim names, but people who believe in the Abrahamic Accord, and they promote it, they are 100%, I have Quran Sharif in front of me, they are 100% murtad and out of the fold of Islam. Can you believe? Now they're investigating Biden for corruption. Do you know when he was the deputy and vice president of America with Obama? So that time he took $5 million as bribery. And now there's other allegations also against Biden. So they also corrupt people. So I want to pose this question. If you want, Putin must be brought to the ICC. When will Bush, Blair, Biden, all of them, Obama, a whole lot of them, be brought to the ICC for their war crimes? When will be the Israeli leaders, prime ministers, presidents, all of them brought to the ICC? Every leader of Israel is a war criminal. And you must remember, if Bennett could say, I killed many Arabs and there's no problem, so we can say that we kill many Jews, the Palestinians can say. So what's the problem? You're stealing our land, you're stealing our gardens, you're stealing our homes, now you're stealing our mosque, and you're stealing almost everything. So what must we do? We can't be sitting there folding arms and so forth. So therefore, we have to fix you up properly. You see, Niger, not Nigeria, Niger. Niger told the French that we are now dumping your anthems. We don't want imported anthems and colonial anthems. And all you African countries, instead of living under the slavery of the white man, you must get out of that mental slavery and economic slavery. So Niger dumps the French anthem and told them, go to hell, to Macron and company. South Africa, how can we ever forget South Africa? The big circus of the world and the trapeze artists and the clowns running our country. So in Eskom, there's a lady, and she, her name is Karen Palay. So she has been suspended, 500 million. Go read that story. Your hair will stand up, you must remember. Then you wonder why we have load shedding. And in South Africa, The business confidence is gone right down. They have no confidence, the business world, corporate world in South Africa, due to the corruption, due to the crime, and due to the cadre deployment and so forth. Cameroon also woke up in Africa, and they told the French that we don't want this ambassador of yours to come here, and he comes and promote the LGBT. He doesn't know where his entry and exit is, so what he wants to come and do here, and so forth. So that's good. You must stand up and tell them, we don't want these guys who don't know who is Eve and who is Steve and all these things here. Now look at Israel and look at America, the biggest terrorists on this earth. They are a cancer, remember that. Jerusalem permits, can give license and permission for the U.S. embassy building and so forth. Now imagine this is all Palestinian land. First, the Israelis, the Jutlas, the Haramis, the cursed nation, they steal it. Then America and Trump is guilty of this. So he moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and now they want to build a new embassy and so forth. So they say they're mulling about it. So there's nothing to mull, and all that is all stolen land, all those things there. You see, I told you all 100 times, but you don't believe me, you doctors and so forth. Everything is coming out now. So big university, big research done in America and so forth. They say China was not responsible for the spreading of the COVID, and Wuhan, you know Wuhan. So this was a plandemic and a scamdemic, and make people idiots and fools because masses are asses. That is what the truth of the matter is, Muslim and non-Muslim. We need to be clear on these issues. Wear masks and close masjid and do this and all that. Therefore, you must remember, you must never believe these people. Yeah, our belief is in Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, for the teaching, preaching of Sahaba, the beloved students and companions, and what the Ahlullah, Awliyaullah taught us, and the four schools of thought. That is what we accept. Now look at MBS. How humiliated, disgraced. The World Cup is gone already. He can't host it. Now there's a big battle going on. R versus R. So the Expo 2030, they're spending billions and bribing countries that you must vote for us. Can you imagine Israel voting for Saudi Arabia that they must host 2030, and you come and tell me they got no ties within themselves? It's all under the table. The other Arab states, it's above the table. So you must remember, Rome says we want to host Expo 2030, so R for Rome. Riyadh says that they want to host it, R versus R. So let's see which joker and which clown will get it, you must remember. Listen to this one here. They say, according to the latest Arab news, there are 1.5 million hujjaj there, from over 100 countries and all these things. You see, when you enter Saudi, so they got that cameras, they got this, they got all these gadgets, this and all that. Because they are like slaves, you know, they suffer from mental slavery, these Arab countries and Saudi and them. So what happens is that you must remember that in their hearts and mind, the West is the best and white is right. So can you imagine 1.5 hujjaj come from 90, 100, whatever countries, right? And all their data, information, personal information, it can be accessed by the CIA and through AI, artificial intelligence. You draw your own conclusions and see. So they got each of us marked. Who? Not the Saudi clowns. You must remember that the Saudi guys, half of them don't know English properly. So there's Americanos and Yankees and so forth. So that is how they then can trace your movement, and they can tell you where you are and what you're doing. And then they want to come tell us about human rights. They want to come tell us about democracy. They want to come and tell us that. Where's the democracy, human rights for my brothers in Gitmo? Where is the human rights and democracy for my sister, Dr. Afia? Where is the democracy when you are murdering our people and occupying our lands? Therefore, we say, every settler is a legitimate target, and every Israeli in uniform is a legitimate target. That is our verdict, and you can quote it anywhere. Inshallah, today between 7 and 9 will be Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, and then between 6 and 8 will be Suleiman Esop with Naat Qiraat in the evening. We are in Ladysmith yesterday, Jumu'ah, wonderful year in Masjid Masihullah, and we must place on record our sincerest thanks to Maulana Ahmad Sidat. We're staying here, my brother Hafiz Ibrahim Baila and myself, and inshallah, then after Asr, we had a nice program with the HIF students also, so that was very good. And then last night in Pune Road Masjid, Masjid Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu warda, and today, inshallah, after the program, then we'll go here and to the Musalla, and there we will have, inshallah, the program day after Fajr, inshallah, 10 past 6 is Fajr, and inshallah, Zohar will be in Escort, and tonight after Isha, Masjid Rabia program for the Ulama, and tomorrow the Jalsa in Masjid Siratul Haq, inshallah, Al-Aziz, 11 o'clock. So Allah Jalla will make it easy and accept it.
Ustad is a brother from Margate. He says that what happened to those people who underwent to discover the Titanic? Is it true that they were regarded as all dead? Now they say they can't find their bodies, and some of them were Muslim. Brother from Margate, Ustad.
Remember that there they said there was a huge implosion and finished now. The history, we must carry on with the geography. They say they were Muslim, they had Muslim names. Whether they were Muslim or not in belief and all that we don't know. So remember, these were all multi-millionaires, multi-billionaires. They loved adventure, and you want to challenge Almighty Allah's Qudrat. 111 years ago, plus minus, they said that they're sending a ship and what have you, the Titanic, and unsinkable, and it sank. Now what you want to go there like a big shot and so forth and so on and spend millions and billions, and now today totally humiliated, disgrace, whether they got Muslim names or non-Muslim, you must remember that they had to sign indemnity documents, all that. If anything goes wrong, then you cannot claim and make this claim and this claim. So this is, again, you must remember the foolishness of the so-called Muslims and the Arabs and so forth. This were two Pakistanis, father and son, one of the richest families in the whole of Pakistan. There are millions and millions of Pakistanis who are paupers. They got nothing, and you go for a lousy adventure. They could not even reach the Titanic, and they were blasted to smotherings. So what bodies are you looking after for now? So you must remember they had a rocket once, the Americanos, the Yankees, and they called it Challenger. After 3-4 minutes or less, it was blasted to smotherings. So Almighty Allah teaches us lessons, remember that. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِإِبَادَةِ Almighty Allah is warning his servants, you're not in charge. I alone am the exclusive supreme being that I will do as I please, and none in the entire universe can question my majesty, my authority, and my sovereignty.
I see Brother Neil says that, AK, why are most politicians liars, Neil? Ustad?
The meaning of a politician today, in most cases, we don't say all, whether he's Muslim, whether he's Hindu, whether he's Christian, whether he's Jew, whether he's Buddhist, means that. Neil, don't you remember in South Africa there was one politician, he was an Indian politician, Raj Bansi. You remember him, Neil? So he was asked, Raj Bansi, that what is the definition of politics? He said, to make the impossible possible, to make the impossible possible, to steal 1 billion, to steal 10 billion, to steal trillion. From 1994 till now, trillions, not 1 trillion, trillions of rains are gone. You must remember that. So that is what you call politics. You call it chore business. You know what is chore? Crook business. So that is what is going on, and they're proud about this. So therefore, South Africa, the world has lost all confidence in us. Hopeless, useless, impotent. That is what we have become.
Somebody says, your comment, Maulana AK, my question is, why is America, Israel, and NATO getting away with murder, Ustad?
I told you long time, you must remember that Everybody wants world hegemony, so we support Putin from day one, I told you. I told you that COVID is making you fools, but you wouldn't believe me. Now everything is coming out. I told you that the Americans, the Jutlas, all NATO, Europe, all whole lot haramis, they want the white hegemony. Everybody else, the new world order. Everybody else must become zombies and slaves to them. You'll have America with its military might. You have Israel and Jerusalem as the capital. You have a currency. Everybody must use that. So there. So Putin says to me, I don't allow LGBT business here. There's Adam and Eve business. No Adam and Steve business. Putin says they could study the history of Ukraine. It was part of Russia. You try and put a military base there in Mexico or Cuba and see what they will do, the Americans. So why you come right here by me? I'm going to blow you to pieces. You must remember that. So you as Muslims, you should wake up from your slumber and understand. Because the Arab regimes, whole lot without exception, are puppets. They can't fight. So they can just give money and buy this and buy that. They can't fight and all that. And you must remember, Muslim countries, good for nothing, 90% of them. So Allah Ta'ala, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Allah Jalla Wala will use non-Muslims also to help the deen of Islam, to help the Muslims and Islam. So that is what we see. So he is now taking on these people there and giving them a good threshing. Just now I heard the news, 5 o'clock, BBC, and they said there's another big red light warning going on there in Kiev and Ukraine, that another wave is coming. Your Zelensky admitted the counter-offensive. They were speaking about counter-offensive, is not going as they want to. It is boomeranging and backfiring on them. So we say, Putin, you put them in the right place. We don't want new world order. We want the Islamic law of justice throughout the world.
I've got Sister Felicia, and she says she admires your news, views, and interviews. She says, I'm actually dumbstrunned, AKA. What makes Israel army officers so unique? Felicia, Ustad.
There's nothing unique. You must remember the Jutlas, the Jews. They are the murderers of prophets and messengers, my sister Felicia. And they are those people, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us in the noble Quran, Duribat alayhimu zilla. That, oh, you see, when you have a coin, you know our coins, our money and so forth. So you will find that there's a stamp on it. So they might have some person, they might have some flower or some animal or what and that. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, I want you to read this, my sister. Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3. And you must go and read verses. You must remember right there in the beginning, right there in the middle rather. So you go and read and see that verses 111, 112, and 113 and all. So Duribat alayhimu zillatu aynama thuqifu. That Almighty Allah has stamped upon them disgrace and humiliation. Wherever they are, they disgraced. Under apartheid, if you know, there were over 200,000 Jews and Jutlas in South Africa. When majority rule came, half of them ran away. They say, we can't live under black rule. They are the most racist people on this earth, the Jutlas, the haramis. And the majority of them, we don't say all. And you must remember that they have been disgraced from time immemorial. They murdered prophets and messengers, Zacharias and John the Baptist, all of them, they murdered them. Zakaria alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam. They murdered children. 2001, they murdered Muhammad Durra. Now they murdered Muhammad Tamimi, 2023. And how many other children they murdered and so forth. So you must remember, it's nothing bravery about them. They play on the strength of America. They play on the strength of the West and so forth. Otherwise, even today, bring a Palestinian, 1-2 of them, and 1-2 Israelis, and just have a fair fight. The Palestinian will give them such a thrashing. But you see, to arrest the small young boy or the teenager, 10 policemen will go, and they will come with their big guns, bulletproof vests, and so forth and so on. So they are a cursed nation for all times, all places, and very soon, in our lifetime, inshallah, the whole Israel and their apparatus, everything will be dismantled, and that is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 17, verse 7.
Ustad, one listener says that, is it true that Jesus drank wine? It says here, drank wine or grapes. Ustad, or grape
remember
juice.
That the Bible today has been, there are additions, omissions, interpolations. So what they want to legalize, they will insert that included in the Bible and so forth. Every messenger, every prophet of Almighty Allah from Adam, and Noah, and Moses, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, every one of them was selected by Almighty Allah. Everyone was a Muslim, no one was a Jew, no one was a Christian, no one was an idol worshipper. Everyone who tell their people interest is haram, everyone who tell them that alcohol intoxicants are haram. So all this is the figment of, that is what makes the whole Judaism they have kosher. I traveled in 1989 from Cairo to Tel Aviv on El Al. There was no other flight I could take. So I felt happy to go into El Al for this reason, so I could see firsthand what they're doing and so forth. So I ordered, they asked me, you want? I said, yes, bring them here. I didn't taste it. I wanted to see it, what they just got there and how they work. So they brought it, and it had a green cover and written there in Hebrew and what have you and all that, kosher. I didn't eat. I just wanted to see. Then they come, sir, some kosher alcohol. You see, that's what makes a mockery of the whole kosher system of the Jutlas, because of the Jews, because they're a cursed nation. So the Christians are not far behind. They got so many Bibles that they are different versions of the Bible, that their versions got confused also. So now what they did, now today to legalize what they want to do, they are priests, they are pope, they are pastor, they are, you understand, whoever clergy. So now they have to attribute it to who? To Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. His name, Nami Ismigrami, his honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, his honorable mother, her name, Mubarak, blessed name, 34 times. He never ever touched one drop of wine, or never touched swine. He never touched all these things here. But when you go to the Bible today, you will find Jacob wrestling with God. You will find Noah committing incest. You will find Lot, you must remember, committing incest. You will find funny, funny things there. So remember, that is what makes a mockery of the Christian religion. So all this is propaganda, lies, which they included, inserted in the Bible. Last question. Hello.
G, Ustad, are you the AG? Ustad, there's a brother by the name of Haroon. He's in varsity. He's a student. And he loves listening to and following you. He says that, why hasn't Bashar al-Assad been assassinated, given the suffering he has inflicted on his own people? Haroon, Ustad.
My brother Haroon, you must learn. When you want to study something, you must go to the history, geography of it. So start from his father. His father was Hafiz Assad. His name is Bashar, not Bashar, Bashar Assad. And they are 100% Shias, and the worst type of Shias, Alawi Shias. Shias are kuffar and non-Muslim 100%. And those Maulvis and Imams and Sheikhs who can't say that publicly, that Shias are kuffar, are traitors to Islam. Always remember that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see those people reviling, cursing, swearing my companions, then you, Muslims, say, فَقُولُوا لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructing us to curse them who are cursing the Sahaba. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So you must remember, politics is at play. You don't see what's happening now. This Saudi Arabia, this Emirates, all these Arab regimes, they said, we're going to wage war, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But you see, Russia, now you will understand, Haroon, the politics. Russia in Middle East has one strong base. You must remember that. So that is there in Syria. So when they have Tartus, what's the name? Tartus. Go check it up all this weekend. That's your homework, Harun. So you go there, Russia, Tartus, Syria, all these things. So all these guys come and Russia just shows them one gun, even if it's a water pistol. So what you think these Arab regimes will do? They all run away. Putin, you know who's Putin. Putin, if you give Biden one smack, all his nappies will fall down. So you must remember he's a karate expert and what expert he is and so forth. And now you come tell me of distant pot dictators here. What they know about jihad and all these things here. So, therefore, now they all start now smoking the peace pipe. You understood? Saudi Arabia, they invited the foreign minister, they invited Bashar Assad, come, we make peace. United Arab Emirates, make peace. This one, make peace. This one, make peace. Everybody start making peace. They're not interested in Islam. They're interested how much more money we can make. You see, Biden and Modi, both war criminals. And now they say, no, we are going to have wonderful relationships because we can share the technology and that. So we leave it at there. I'm leaving now, inshallah, for Platteland. Where are we going to? Platteland. And this is here, inshallah, the Musalla and 10 past 6 is Jamaat. Inshallah, we will speak again. Tomorrow, I'll do Q&A from Escort, inshallah, 2 to 4. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.